Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Morning, Jennifer.
Don't the bells sound wonderful?
Yes. Yes, they do.
And all for Alice and Chris. It's a lovely idea.
Well, at least it gives their marriage some connection with the church.
How's the party coming along?
Oh, I've been busy. All Alice has done towards it so far is invite everybody she's ever known.
Oh, dear.
I expect it'll sort itself out. Aren't you off to a party today for Kenton and Shula?
On Lakey Hill, yes. Shula's doing a picnic.
Oh, well, you've got a lovely day for it.
It'll be nice for Jamie to spend some time with Daniel.
What did you think of the bells, Mum? Oh, morning, Cathy.
Hi, Alice.
Weren't they wonderful?
Yes. Yes, very nice.
Have you been up in the tower?
For a while. I had to support my husband.
Right.
You could actually try supporting your mother too, Alice. We really need a serious talk about
this. Oh, Mum, look, there's Amy. Oh, we haven't had a chance to catch up since she got back. I'll see you later.
But, darling, she's impossible.
But very much in love. It's so sweet.
That was always very exciting to start with.
Yes.
That was Dad. He's running a bit late.
Oh, right.
Says he'll see us up there.
Fair enough.
Do you need a hand?
Could you get us some cutlery?
Sure. You okay, love?
Me? Oh, yes, I'm fine. It's my birthday.
Well, you don't seem very festive.
Oh, no, I'm all right. It's Kenton I'm worried about.
Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I rang while you were in the shower.
And he wasn't very happy?
Oh, he was putting on a good show, but no. Oh, I hope he and Cathy haven't had a row.
Oh, not today, surely.
Well, the way things are between them at the moment, I wouldn't be so sure.
So isn't that good? Just what Amy wanted.
Yes. And Alan must be pleased she can do some of her training closer to home.
It's the ideal elective for her. All her training's been in big hospitals, but with Borchester having this small unit.
Oh, is that a birthing centre?
Yeah. Sounds fabulous. She can't wait to start work there.
She's got a bit of holiday first, though.
A couple of weeks. I think it's really cool Borchester's got a birthing centre. When I have my baby, then...
Which won't be for some time, I hope.
Well, I've got to wait till Amy is qualified so she can deliver it.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, Mum. You didn't think mine was a shotgun wedding, surely?
No, of course not. Some people might have, though.
Oh, how old-fashioned. Oh, Helen was a bit funny with me.
Well, she wouldn't be shocked if you were pregnant.
Oh, she's shocked I bothered to get married. I expect she was just jealous.
Darling, that's not a very nice thing to say.
She's obviously given up hope. You have to admit, she's letting herself go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Mum, you must have noticed she's put weight on. That's absolutely unheard of for Helen.
Well, maybe a pound or two.
Oh, more than that. Amy noticed it too.
Look, perhaps you could stop bitching about your cousin and we can talk about this.
Oh, it's Chris. Oh, sorry, Mum. I've got to take it.
Well, Jamie seems to be enjoying himself with Daniel.
Yes, it's nice to see him smiling for once.
Yeah, it'll do him good to get out.
Is that a dig at me?
It is my birthday, Cathy. Can't we have a truce?
I thought this was a truce.
What, you barely speaking to me? If you're still angry about me staying over at Kirsty's...
Oh, Eve. You really want to talk about that now?
Well, it might help.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, how do you know if you won't try?
If I won't try? It's not me who... See? This is why we can't talk about it. Not here, not now.
Well, where then? When?
Oh, now you want to talk. Oh, that's all different, of course.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if we keep putting it off...
Look, Shula's gone to a lot of trouble for us. You don't want to spoil her birthday too, do you?
See what I mean?
Yes.
We should hang back. Then I could talk to Cathy and you could talk to Kenton.
Wouldn't that look a bit obvious?
Oh, we've got to do something. Otherwise, this whole day is going to be a complete disaster.
Oh, look, here's Dad coming. Perhaps he can help.
I doubt it.
Shula.
Shula, my dear, happy birthday. I come bearing gifts.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Mm. Is it okay if I open it when we sit down?
Of course. I hope you're having a good day.
Oh, yes, yes.
You don't seem very sure.
She's worried Kenton isn't having a very happy birthday.
Oh, dear. I presume things are no better between him and Cathy.
I talked to you about that.
Not in so many words, but I observe, I glean.
Well, do you glean anything that might help today? Maybe if you were to have a word with him.
Oh, I'll do better than that. I'll talk to Cathy.
Oh, do you think that's wise? She won't thank you for interfering.
My dear Shula, I shall be the soul of tact, as I always am. Anyone might think you don't trust me. Watch and learn, my dear. Watch and learn.
Oh,
dear.
No. Maybe you should go after him.
Oh, that would look rather fishy, wouldn't it? Look, don't worry. Dad can be very charming when he tries. Oh.
Hello, you two. Lovely day.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Hello.
Cathy, I thought I'd come over and see if you wanted a hand carrying the cool bag.
Oh, no. It's not very heavy, thanks. Look, I expect you two have got lots to talk about. I might just go and see what Jamie's doing.
Oh, no, don't desert me. I get quite enough shop talk from Kenton in the week.
Oh, cheers.
Well, you must admit, you can get a bit obsessive about Jax. Have a day off. It is your birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Go and pay a little attention to your twin. Alistair's boring her about some sick cow. I'll keep Cathy company.
Okay. Yeah, they could probably do with a hand with all that picnic stuff.
Good thinking. Always likes to think any course of action is his own idea, doesn't he?
Yes.
Look, let me take that thing.
Okay. Thanks.
I hope you don't mind me monopolizing you. I'm afraid I have an ulterior motive.
Really?
I'm thinking of joining the golf club. I'm sure you can give me all sorts of inside information.
Of course I can.
Can't be easy for you working full-time there with Kenton so busy with Jax.
No, it isn't.
Then you had to cope with this recent tragedy. Such a loss.
Yes.
For everyone. But to you and Jamie, particularly.
Well, naturally, I worry about Jamie.
So hard. When you have your own grief to handle.
Well, it's not the same. He's lost his father.
Of course. But you've lost your friend. I always think it's hard to be not quite in the inner circle of mourners.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, in this case, Jamie and Jolene's loss seems the greatest.
Well, of course.
But others lost him too. You did.
Yes. But I mean, he wasn't my husband.
He had been. And the father of your child.
Yes.
But you have to take one step back. Must be lonely for you.
Oh, yes, it is. I hoped I could...
Yes?
It doesn't matter.
Turn to Kenton. Ah. The child of sunshine, our Kenton. Dark times don't suit him.
He stood by me through some very dark times.
He'd stand by you now. If he could find a way, and you would let him.
Yeah, my fault as usual.
Not at all. No one's fault. Just lacrimae rerum.
A Latin tag for every occasion.
I know, terrible habit.
But it sounds beautiful. What does it mean?
It's almost completely untranslatable. Tears for things, literally.
Oh. Tears for things. Yeah.
Jim and Cathy look like they're having a very serious conversation.
They do, don't they? Yeah. What's he up to?
Being nice to Cathy. You should try it sometime.
I have tried, Shula. Honestly.
Have you?
Yes. But since Sid died, it's like she's just frozen up.
Well, I don't suppose you being at Jack's every waking minute helps.
Well, maybe I have been burying myself in my work a bit.
More than a bit.
You don't know what it's like. She's just so hard to get through to.
Dad seems to have managed it.
So, is he on his way?
In a minute. His mum held him up a bit.
Well, she hasn't seen much of him since he's been living here.
Well, she wants to know about the party.
Oh, she's not the only one.
So, what have you got planned?
What have I got planned? Don't you want to have any input into it at all?
Oh, I've been inviting people.
Yes, and it would help me to know how many. Oh, I just hope the marquee I've ordered is going to be big enough.
Oh, it doesn't matter if we spill out a bit. We don't want anything too formal.
It matters if it rains. But what I don't know is what kind of decorations you want. I mean, is there a theme? A buffet? I mean, is it sit down? I mean, what kind of food?
Slow down, Mum. I can't take all that in.
Well, I can't slow down. I've got to get it organised for the end of next week.
Well, you and Susan. Chris says she's very keen to help.
Oh, I'm glad somebody is.
Oh, Mum, I don't want you to get into a state about this. Look, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have a barbecue?
You and Dad seem to be having quite a chat.
Yeah, we were. He was really nice.
Oh, good.
Try not to sound so surprised.
Saw another side to him.
Yeah, he seemed to be making you laugh too.
He was telling me about the things he got up to at his golf club at Melrose.
Oh,
it was so funny.
Yeah, well, they didn't think so.
Oh, talking of clubs, weren't you going to ask Cathy something?
Oh, yes. I wondered if Jamie might like to come to Nets.
Oh.
Well, he really impressed me at the single wicket.
Well, yes, what a good idea.
And at least it would keep him occupied a couple of nights a week. I wish Daniel was interested.
Oh, Sid would be so pleased.
That's what I thought. So, do you want to mention it to him?
Oh, no, why don't you ask him? I think it would be better coming from you.
Come on, boys. Grub's up.
They'll come when they're hungry. Let's join the others.
Yeah, OK. Well, you seem to be getting on very well with Cathy.
I thought a few kind words from an impartial bystander might help the situation.
What situation?
I'm not blind, Kenton. I can see things aren't going very well between you.
No.
I thought if she was a bit more relaxed, it might help you both.
Oh, well, thanks, Jim. And I hope you're right. But I'm afraid I don't have your magic touch.
You could make it really special, Mum. We could do a hog roast, maybe.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be fun. With a medieval theme. Or at least a theme of some sort.
Oh, I told you it was a brilliant idea. So, are you happy now? You can get going on that.
Oh, hadn't you better consult your husband first?
Oh, he'll love it. Anything to get his mum off his back.
Yes. I'd better let Susan know.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hiya, Tom. Finished the pigs?
Just about. What are you doing with the mower? Giving it a bit of a service?
Hardly worth it. I was thinking we could do with a new one.
A new one?
No. Yes. This old thing's on its last legs.
I wouldn't say that. It's got a season or two left, surely.
Not when you take a good look at it.
Well, we don't need to worry about that now. Not this late in the season.
Well, that's exactly why we should replace it. Don't want to start silaging next year and have it conk out on us.
It's a long time till May, Dad.
If we start looking now, I bet we can find a good second-hand one for a very reasonable price.
I still don't see it's a priority.
Oh, well, we shall just have to agree to differ then, shan't we?
Oh, hang on, Mum. Just let me pack the salad boxes a bit better.
I rang Cathy last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to see how the birthday picnic had gone.
How had it?
Surprisingly well. She said Jim was very nice to her.
Huh?
And she thinks she might be able to get Jamie a little part-time job at the golf club.
Oh, good. Right, well, I've cleared a bit more space if you want to hand me those other boxes.
Okay. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Mum, do you think there's any truth in this rumour that Alice got married because she's pregnant?
Good heavens, no. Is that what people are saying?
Oh, so Kirsty tells me.
I very much doubt it. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Actually, I was thinking I might start telling people about my baby.
Really?
Well, I am starting to show.
I hadn't noticed.
Well, you see me all the time. Well, Alice and Amy have been giving me some very funny looks.
Are you sure? Here, this is the last one.
Thanks. Yes, I'm sure. And people will have to know sometime.
Well, that's true. If you think this is the right time.
I do. Is that okay?
Fine by me. How are you planning to do it?
Oh, that's what I've got to think about.
Mum.
Hello. Hi. A bit late finishing the pigs.
I bumped into Dad. I need to talk to you both about this.
Sorry, I've got to go back to the shop.
Oh, well, wasn't that important, but...
I've left Kirsty all alone. I'll see you later.
Bye, love.
Bye. Oh, she's in a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
Something the matter?
I hope not. She thinks she ought to start telling people about the baby.
Oh. Well, I suppose she's got to do it sometime.
Yeah, but it seemed to be because she thought people have been giving her funny looks.
That's a bit paranoid.
Mm, that's what I thought.
Oh, and she did ask Brenda if she thought she was starting to look fat.
Oh, dear. Mm. Well, maybe it'd be a good thing if she did start telling people then.
Maybe. Mum, has Dad said anything to you about getting a new mower conditioner?
Afternoon, love.
Oh, hello.
You look busy.
Yeah, the volunteers have been putting things back in the wrong place again.
Oh, dear. I only popped in because I thought you'd like to know as soon as possible. I've had a message from Jennifer.
Oh, about the party?
Mm-hmm.
At last.
Yeah. She said she was sorry she hadn't got back to us sooner, but it had taken her this long to pin Alice down.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Christopher's as bad.
Mm-hmm. But they've decided on the food, at least.
Oh.
They're going to have a barbecue.
A barbecue?
Yeah.
What sort of barbecue?
Well, the usual sort, I suppose.
Well, I would have thought the Aldridges would have come up with something a bit more special than that.
Well, if it's what Alice wants.
And she didn't go into any more detail?
Nope.
A barbecue in a marquee. How's that going to work?
I thought cheese and salad, is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
So, Tom tells me you're thinking about getting a new mower conditioner.
A second-hand one. I'm just keeping an eye out.
He didn't seem to think we needed one.
Yeah, so I gathered. Honestly, what a fuss about nothing.
Well, we do need to keep our expenditure under control.
There is such a thing as false economy, Pat. Tom just doesn't see the bigger picture.
No. And, we might all have more important things to worry about anyway.
Oh, dear. Like what?
Helen's thinking of telling people about the baby.
Oh, she's not, is she?
Well, she's got to do it sometime.
Well, couldn't she just let them notice?
That would really set tongues wagging.
I suppose it would. So, how's she planning to do it?
She said she'd give it some thought.
Yeah, well, I hope she does. I don't want to open my Echo and find it in the coming events column.
Helen, what a nice surprise.
I hope I'm not disturbing you. It was a bit of a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I'm always pleased to see you, you know that.
Well, I've got some news, and I wanted you to be one of the first to know.
Oh, I'm flattered and very intrigued.
The thing is...
But first things first, have you had your lunch?
You know... I've been thinking about this barbecue idea.
Oh, so have I. Can't say I like it any better.
No, you're looking at it the wrong way round.
Oh, it's such a disappointment. We couldn't afford to give Christopher a really special party, but you'd think the Aldridges
would all... But we can now, can't we?
How do you mean?
Well, we wanted to make a contribution, but we thought the Aldridges' ideas would be out of our league.
Little did we know.
But we could afford to pay for a barbecue.
Yeah, I suppose we could.
Hmm.
Hey, and there's gourmet grills. I'm sure Tom would do us a good price.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. So, what do you think? I know you were hoping for something grander.
Well, no, I mean, if it's what Alice and Christopher want, and it's the most important thing, the food, isn't it?
Hmm.
We can give them that, at least.
And here are some tomatoes. Yeah, I think that's everything.
It's a feast. Sit down.
All right. So, tell me your news. I can see you're bursting to. It's obviously something very important.
Yes, it is. But I'm afraid you're going to find this a bit of a shock.
I'm sitting down. Go on.
I'm having a baby.
Oh, Helen.
By donor insemination?
Baby?
Yes.
But not with a partner, then?
No, just me. It's the way I wanted it, Gran. I'm really very happy.
But why? Why did you want to do it like that?
I hope you won't disapprove too much.
I don't know what I think. I don't understand.
It's very simple, really.
It seems such an extreme thing to do.
I wanted a baby so much.
Oh, I know that's a very powerful feeling, but you're still so young. When the right man comes along...
He never will, Gran. I'm sure of that.
Oh, Helen.
I want to get on with my life. Stop waiting for something that isn't going to happen. This isn't second best. For me or the baby.
But without a father...
There'll be Dad and Tom and Ian. I wouldn't have done this if I didn't think I could give the baby all the love and support she or he will need.
It's very hard to bring up a child on your own. It was terribly difficult for Jennifer when she had Adam.
She had the family to help her, just like I'm going to have.
Pat and Tony know, then?
Yep. And Tom and Brenda, of course. And Ian and Kirsty. They're my closest friends.
That's all?
Yes. It would mean so much to me if I could have your support, too. Even if you don't entirely approve.
Would it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Helen... If this is really what you want...
It is. I thought it all through. Honestly, I did.
I'm sure you did. So if it's what you want, then I'm glad you're happy.
I am.
And I'm pleased you came and told me yourself. Can't have been easy.
Not very. That's why I had to do it so suddenly, while I was feeling brave enough.
It was brave. It would have been much easier for you to let your parents tell me.
Hmm. I don't think Dad would have found it very easy. But I wanted you to know, you've been such a role model to me.
I have.
Well, I know you didn't have the easiest of marriages with Grandad.
Oh, well, maybe not, but...
But you didn't let that stop you, did you? You ran the pub, you brought up 3 children.
I didn't have a choice.
Well, if I can do half as well as you, my baby will be very lucky.
Oh, well... Thank you, dear.
So, 3 books of first-class stamps, receipt and your change.
Great, thanks, Susan. Right, I'd better get back to the pigs, I suppose.
Oh, Tom, there was something I wanted to ask you. It won't take a minute.
Oh, OK, shoot.
Would Gourmet Grills be free to do the catering at Alice and Christopher's wedding party? It's next Friday.
There's nothing booked, but is that what they want?
Oh, yeah. They're having a barbecue, you see.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's fine. It's just, well, last I heard, it was going to be some posh do at home farm.
Oh, it's still at home farm.
Is it?
Well, they've got the space, haven't they? Makes sense.
And Jennifer's okay with it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's what Alice wanted, you see.
So. I mean, me doing it.
Oh, I haven't gone into the details with her yet.
Right.
But it's going to be me and Neil who are paying, so you don't need to worry about that.
I wasn't.
So, what do you think?
It's fine, in principle.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's settled. I'll tell Jennifer.
Yeah, let me know when you have. You know, she might have things she'd like me to do.
Hiya, Mum.
I'm really sorry to disturb you at work.
Oh, don't worry. What's the matter?
Helen's just been to see me.
What? Already?
She told me about the baby.
Oh, she didn't waste any time.
I'm very upset, Tony. I tried not to show
it. Yeah, well, of course you are. So am I.
You don't approve.
Oh, I did everything I could to try and talk her out of it. But you know Helen, when she's set her heart on something...
But this is so wrong for her.
Oh, I know. It's a relief to be able to talk to someone who feels the same.
Then Pat...
Pat is supporting her daughter. I felt like the bad guy.
No, you're a very loving father who wants the best for his daughter.
Yeah, well, it's too late for that now.
It's so unnecessary. Oh, why couldn't she wait?
Oh, don't ask me. Still, it's done now. No going back.
No.
Everyone will know soon.
Yes.
Did she say any more about how she was going to spread the news?
Not really. It was hard enough for her telling me.
Mm. And it's not going to get any easier, is it? For any of us.
Oh, there's someone here at the moment. So maybe we can talk about that later. Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Yeah. We're just happy we can contribute. Bye, Jennifer. Oh, sorry about that, Helen.
That's all right. I'm not in a hurry.
I was just talking to Jennifer about the party.
Oh, to celebrate Alice and Christopher's wedding?
Yes. We've decided to go for a barbecue.
That's a good idea. Must be a lot to organise.
Oh, there is. But Jennifer and I will manage between us.
I'm sure you will.
Neil and I are taking full responsibility for the food. That's one thing sorted at least.
Oh, that must have been a weight off Jennifer's mind.
Oh, I think it was.
She's got a lot to think about with the new baby as well.
The new baby?
Well, I know it's early days, but she must be so excited. Well, you too, of course.
Me? Oh, Alice isn't pregnant.
Isn't she?
No.
I'm sorry, Susan. I just assumed.
That's not why they got married. They're in love.
Yes. Well, that's very sweet.
They wanted to make that commitment.
And I'm sure they'll be very happy. I'm really sorry.
Well, look, as long as we've got it straight now, Helen, and if you hear any rumours...
Of course, I'll put them right. I suppose I wanted to believe it. It's always nice to have someone in the same situation.
The same situation?
So you can compare notes... Still, never mind. I mean, once I start going to antenatal classes, I'll...
You're pregnant.
Oh, yes. I thought you must have realised.
No.
But I've put on so much weight, I mean...
Oh, Helen, you haven't.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I didn't know you had a steady boyfriend.
I haven't. Giving that a miss now. I mean, who needs men when we've got science to help us out?
So, what? This is a... Test tube, baby?
No, it's my egg, still inside me, just donor insemination.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, I'm very happy.
Good. Oh, what a big decision to make.
Well, I'm lucky I could make it. Think of all the women in the past, in the world now, who have to shackle themselves to unsuitable men just so they can have a baby.
Oh, Neil and I have been very happy.
Of course, but that just doesn't work out for some of us.
You didn't think you might... Well, wait to see if it did.
Well, there's no point. This isn't second best for me, Susan. Quite the opposite. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Is there any coffee, Guy?
Yeah, just made.
Oh, good. I could do with a cup.
Have you been giving Adam a hand?
Yeah, just the last little bit. He wants to get on with the drilling. Ooh, you busy with your party list?
Yes, but there is one thing I can cross off, at least.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Susan rang, and she and Neil have offered to pay for the barbecue.
Oh, have they?
Yes. She was quite excited about the idea.
Yeah. So what did you say?
Ah, if that's what they wanted, we'd be delighted.
But you agreed to leave it to them?
Yes, of course. One less thing for me to worry about.
True. Well, I mean, if you're happy with that.
Well, aren't you? I thought you'd be pleased.
It's fine with me. I just thought you might have a few reservations, though.
Why?
Well, darling, the Carter's idea of what constitutes a good barbecue might be a bit different from yours.
Well, I said I'd do some salads if she wanted me to.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the salads.
And what then?
Well, if you wanted roasted swan and grilled peacock.
Oh, Brian, don't be so silly. As long as the meat's good quality.
Of course.
I mean, we can hardly serve Tom's burgers, can we?
Oh, you can't.
Well, no. Susan knows that wouldn't be appropriate.
You sure? I mean, what did she say exactly?
They'd thought about caterers. And you can't call gourmet grills caterers.
I don't. It might be wise to check that Susan feels the same.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right.
Gave me a chance to give Susan my news.
Yes.
In fact, we've got so engrossed, I still haven't paid you for my mints.
Oh, well, I'll see to that for you. You can get out the back now, Susan, if you want to.
Oh, right you are.
I'm sorry about our little misunderstanding.
Oh, that's okay. I'll see you later then, Helen.
Okay.
Right, now, what are just the mints?
Oh, well, maybe a bar of chocolate too.
Why not?
Now, what do I fancy?
It's always a great consolation, chocolate. Especially if you just had words with someone.
Oh, but I haven't.
Oh,
sorry. It's just you said to Susan...
Oh, misunderstanding. Oh. No, it was nothing. I got it into my head that Alice might be pregnant.
Oh, and she's not?
No. Right, here you are.
Thanks. I did wonder myself. That'll be £1.45.
Right.
Only I didn't like to ask. You know, I'm not one to gossip.
Oh, I'm afraid that's all I've got. Oh, no, I know you're not, Vicky. But you do take a keen interest in people, don't you?
Oh, thanks. I like to think so.
Well, I'm sure you've guessed my little secret.
I don't think so.
Haven't you noticed anything different about me?
Not really. Well, maybe you're just a tiny bit plumper.
Oh, you're getting warm.
Suits your mind. You look really well, positively glowing.
Yes.
Oh, you're in love. Always makes a woman look contented. Who's the lucky man?
No, there isn't one.
Oh.
But that's fine. I'm very happy. I don't even mind gaining a little bit of weight.
Right. Oh, let me get you your change.
It's in such a good cause.
It's good. Oh, my goodness. You're pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, good heavens.
My change?
Sorry, I'm just so surprised.
Yeah.
It's just... Well, with no man on the scene, I mean, how did you...
Donor insemination?
Right, gosh. Oh, I think that's very brave of you.
Well, not really. It's what I want.
Big decision, though. I thought about it myself once.
Did you?
I went through a very bad patch about 10 years ago. My love life was going nowhere.
And you wanted a baby?
I wondered if I was ever going to have one. I got really down.
Well, this was a very positive decision for me.
I made one of those, too. I said to myself, if Mr. Wright is what you want, you'll just have to be patient. No compromises.
Oh, I agree with that.
If you want him, he'll come. You see, I was right. He did.
Yes.
Because now I've got lovely Mike, and if that means giving up babies, well, it's worth it.
Well, we don't all have your luck, Vicky.
Oh, this is so exciting. When's it due?
Early February.
Have you thought about names yet?
Not really, no.
Well, do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I don't really want to. I'm happy either way.
Spoils the surprise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I always think that. Well, Pat must be over the moon.
Yeah, she is pleased.
And Tony? Well, all your family and friends.
Well, I haven't really told that many people yet.
Oh, I understand. You don't want everyone knowing your business. I'm the same. You tell some people around here a bit of news and it's all over the village in half an hour.
Ah, how'd you get on?
Oh, you were right. Tom says Susan does want Gourmet Grills to do the catering.
Well, she's actually asked him?
Yes.
Doesn't let the grass grow under her feet, does she?
I think even he was a bit surprised.
Bet he was.
At least he had the good sense to tell her that he wouldn't stop planning anything until she'd talked to me about it.
Oh, sensible chap. So what are you going to do?
Oh, Brian, I don't know. I was so relieved not to have the catering to worry about.
I know you were.
And there's so much else to organise. I've had to abandon all the work I've been doing with the Millennium Wood Committee.
Well, one party at a time.
It's all been such a rush.
I mean, I know you wanted to have it before Alice went back to university, but I mean, we could postpone it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, perhaps we should give Susan and Tom the go-ahead.
And have Tom's burger van parked next to my lovely marquee. No, it's out of the question.
Well, you'd better tell Susan that.
Yes, I had.
And the sooner the better.
You could have knocked me down with a feather when she told me. It was the last thing I was expecting.
Me too. Though I did wonder.
Oh, no, you didn't. You'd have said something about it.
I was going to say I wondered why there wasn't a man in her life. I mean, such an attractive girl. It doesn't seem natural.
We've only got her word for it that there isn't.
How do you mean?
Well, all this test tube stuff might just be a cover story.
For what? Oh, a one-night stand? Nah, she doesn't seem the type.
There was someone, but he's dumped her. And she don't want to admit it. I still think it's weird. She could have got pregnant the normal way when she did find a nice man.
You make that sound so easy.
Where's the rush?
Not everyone has your luck, Susan. We don't all meet the man of our dreams and we're barely out of the classroom.
Even so.
If you'd had to wait as long as I have to find Mr. Wright...
No, she hasn't waited at all.
You understand the desperate yearning for a baby that comes over you. I mean, you had your children so young.
Well, maybe, but...
I know what she's been through. I was ready to take desperate measures myself.
Were you?
I was.
But you don't feel like that now.
Do you?
Well,
Susan. Oh, I'm glad you're here.
We were just talking about Helen's good news. I bet you're thrilled, aren't you?
Helen's good news? I don't think I've heard it.
Oh, you must have.
The new baby. All your family must be so excited.
Baby? Oh, heavens. Oh, is Brenda pregnant?
Brenda? No. Helen is.
Helen?
Didn't you know?
Helen? Are you sure you've got it right?
Oh, yeah.
She told both of us.
Oh, good heavens. And did she say anything about the father?
There isn't one.
What?
Oh, of course there is. She means it's donor insemination.
Not my idea of a father.
Oh, good Lord. I suppose that is rather Helen.
Yes. Always been very original, hasn't she?
I think it's very brave of her.
I can't believe she didn't tell you, though, Jennifer. You are her aunt.
Oh, I wonder if she's told Mum.
She didn't mention it. Did she tell you, Susan?
Well, really didn't go into detail.
Oh, well. It's due in early February, and she doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl, and she hasn't decided on any names.
Oh, you are well informed. Perhaps I should ring Mum.
And maybe Lillian. I mean, if you didn't know...
Oh,
then...
that's right. You spread the good tidings.
Oh, but there is something I need to talk to you about first, Susan.
Oh, yes?
Yes. It's about the barbecue.
Oh, has Alice had some ideas?
No, not exactly, but Brian and I have been talking it over. And, well, it's really sweet of you to offer to pay.
Well, we wanted to make a contribution, you know that.
I know, but this is rather a large one, and it is usual for the bride's parents to take on the really big items, and... We did discuss that.
That's true. I mean, that's the etiquette.
So what are you saying? You don't want us to do it?
Well, as it happens, Brian was talking to someone on the Borchester Land Board who used some wonderful caterers for his daughter's wedding and they had a barbecue as well.
Oh, I see.
And it just seems such a pity to waste a contact.
Oh, yes. I mean, word of mouth is how you get all the best deals.
So you'd rather Neil and I made a contribution in some other way?
It just seems more sensible, don't you think?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hi, love. Oh, I can't believe how quickly we're getting through the ice cream.
That's good. Is Dad around? I wondered if he might be able to give me a hand to move a few pigs.
Oh, no, sorry. He's gone to Felpersham. Should be back soon, though.
What's he gone in for?
To look at the machinery dealers.
Oh, yeah? Why?
They've got a good deal on second-hand mower conditioners. You know, he thinks we need one.
But I told him I thought we didn't.
Yeah, you said.
Why's he gone then?
Just to look round. He didn't say he was going to buy one.
What a waste of time.
I'm glad I've seen you, though. I need to warn you.
About what?
Helen's decided to let the village know she's pregnant.
Ah, I thought she might have. Jazz has already congratulated me on becoming an uncle.
How did he know?
Mm-hmm. Someone on the milk round told him.
Good Lord.
It's certainly out there, Mum, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, I don't mind. Your grandmother's a bit upset. She tried to be as supportive as she could.
Good old Gran.
But Tony says she's really not very happy.
Gives him someone to talk to, at least.
Look, if you get a chance, do you think you might drop in on her?
Convince her she's got one sane grandchild.
Something like that.
Yeah, she must be wondering, with Alice's bombshell.
Oh, no. Peggy's very pleased about that. Alice got married.
Ah, yes.
She's really looking forward to the party.
More than the mother of the groom is.
Well, I thought Susan was happy for them.
She's not very happy Jennifer doesn't want me to do the barbecue.
Oh, that's definite now, is it?
Yeah. It was a bit embarrassing. Susan rang to cancel and apologise, and I had to tell her Jennifer had already spoken to me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. She's feeling well out of the loop.
Yeah, oh, come on. Oh.
Hello, love.
It'd be nice if you'd not, Mum.
I did. You didn't answer.
I'm just in the middle of something.
I just wanted to let you know I'm back.
Okay.
Well, I said I might try to get off a bit early.
Yeah.
I thought we might do something together.
Like what?
Well... What would you like to do?
Finish this game?
Yes, after that. Maybe we could go out to eat?
What for?
A change. Is it next, do you know?
Don't know.
Well,
I know Alistair was going to ring you.
Yeah, he did.
And what did you say?
I said I'd think about it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we've got a couple of hours before we eat.
I suppose.
If you don't want to do anything with me, I could take you over to Brookfield for a bit.
Josh is busy.
Oh, yes? What's he doing?
Helping his gran with the bees.
Oh, is he?
Uncapping the combs or something.
Well, maybe you could help.
I'd be in the way.
Oh, Jamie, maybe if you tried to organise things to do in advance.
Look, Mum, doing stuff takes money. And Josh is okay. His gran's given him a share of what she makes on the honey. And...
well, if money's the problem, I might have the answer for you.
Are you going to give me a bigger allowance?
I can give you a chance to earn some. I was talking to Lee and he'd be happy for you to do a bit of work up at the golf club.
Like what?
Well, picking up balls from the driving range or helping in the shop.
Ooh, great.
Well, it will give you something to do.
Something boring.
Yeah, but you'd earn a bit of money and you might be able to play some golf. You'd like that.
Maybe.
You could start tomorrow.
Mum, stop pressuring me. I'll think about it, okay?
Okay.
Now, can I finish my game?
Yes. Well, I suppose I'll have a bit of a walk then. Maybe pop down to Bridge Farm?
Go for it.
But we can have a nice evening.
Whatever.
Mum said you needed a hand moving some pigs.
I've just finished.
Ah, sorry.
Well, thanks for the offer. How did you get on at the dealer's?
Oh, great. Found just the thing. Got a good deal, too.
Oh, Dad, you didn't go and buy one.
You had to. It was a bargain. 2 years old, that's all. In very good nick. Had to get in quick before someone else snapped it up.
But I told you we don't need one.
Yeah, and I disagreed with you. When you see it, you'll realise I was right.
I doubt that.
You will. I told you it was a bargain.
So how much did this bargain cost?
$7,500.
$7,500? I don't call that a bargain.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen it.
No, because you didn't tell me you were going. We could have got a decent machine a lot cheaper than that.
No way. I've done my research.
Dad, you only started thinking about this a couple of days ago.
I got us a very good deal.
However good it was, you wasted the money. We don't need it.
What's your problem with this, Tom?
We've wasted £7,500. We could have done something much more useful with it.
It's not that much. Not when you look at the big picture.
We're stretched to our limits, you know that. With the mortgage and everything. We need to be frugal, keep money in reserve.
We'll be okay.
It's a no-brainer, Dad.
I know how to manage a farm budget, thank you. Been doing it for years quite successfully without needing your advice.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be doing things together now. I thought that was the whole idea.
I didn't think it meant I'd be held accountable for every tiny decision I make.
I don't think this is tiny.
If I have to come running to you for permission every time we need to spend a bit of money...
We're supposed to be consulting, making decisions by mutual consent.
Yeah, and we are, the big ones. Honestly, Tom, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Anyway, it's done now.
Yes, it is.
Tom...
I was thinking of popping up to see Gran.
Oh, were you? Oh, I wish you would.
Mum says she isn't very happy about Helen's news.
Which is now all over the village. Mike offered to buy me a pint last night.
People were bound to find out sooner or later.
Now, she might have discussed with us what was the best way to do it, or at least given us a bit of warning.
Oh, yes. That would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's Helen for you. Going her own sweet way without a thought of the consequences for her family.
Yes. Now, who can she get that from?
This is nice.
Well, it's only a cup of tea and a biscuit.
No, having a conversation with someone whose replies contain words of more than one syllable.
I do my best.
Jamie made it pretty clear.
That he wasn't feeling sociable?
You can say that again.
Oh, it's a shame when you'd made the effort to get off early.
Yeah, and I'm really busy at the moment.
That's frustrating.
The worst thing is, when I don't get any response, I start trying too hard.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, it is. I can hear myself. I sound desperate. I wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, Kathy.
Oh, we just seem to have lost our way with each other.
Oh, well, that's teenagers. Look at David and Ruth with Pip.
I suppose. I was hoping I'd get a better response to this little job at the golf club.
It does sound ideal.
And I'd be taking him. We could maybe have lunch together.
Be a more relaxed atmosphere for you.
Yeah, maybe he'd open up to me.
Yeah.
If he won't talk to me, how can I help him through this?
You are helping, just by being there. Can't force these things.
But it's heartbreaking seeing him.
I don't see what more you could be doing. Maybe other people can help.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, I came down to hear all about you. You're the one with the big news, Grandma.
Ah, you've heard.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, Kathy, I'm so sorry. I wanted to tell you sooner, but Helen wanted to keep it within the immediate family at first. She hadn't even told Peggy till a couple of days ago.
I understand.
I didn't think the news would get round so quickly. I was going to phone you tonight.
Oh, well, you know Ambridge. I gather she told Susan and Vicky, which more or less guarantees blanket coverage.
Is that who told you?
In a roundabout way. It was actually Kenton.
Oh, no. Now I feel terrible.
Don't worry. It was the first interesting conversation we've had for weeks.
Well, how did he find out?
Susan told Clary, Clary told Joe, Joe told Jim.
Oh, good Lord.
Who needs social networking when you've got Susan Carter?
Well, I'm glad, really. It'll be a relief not to have to keep it a secret.
Mm. How are you feeling about it?
Very positive. I'm pleased, really.
Oh, good.
And Helen's so happy and settled and calm. Mm,
that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid Tony doesn't see it like that.
Oh, dear.
Nor does Peggy. Ah. We've still got some work to do there.
I do understand your concerns about Helen, Gran.
Really? You don't think I'm just being an old stick in the mud?
Of course not. Brenda thinks it's a weird thing to do, if that makes you feel any better.
It just seems so unnecessary.
No, Helen doesn't think so.
I understand that. But I worry for her.
Of course you do. We all do, even Mum.
Such a hard road she's chosen.
That's Helen, isn't it? Doing things the easy way never had much appeal for her.
That's true.
But if anyone can pull this off, Helen can.
Yes. Hmm. It was very sweet of you to come specially to try to reassure me.
Oh, I don't like to think of you worrying.
I don't have to worry about you. At least one of my grandchildren is going to have a proper wedding.
I hope so.
Unless you and Brenda are planning to pop over to Las Vegas too.
No chance of that. We'd never find the time.
I'm so glad Alice and Christopher are having a proper party at least.
Yeah. Jennifer certainly seems to have big plans for it.
And we're all chipping in. I've told them I'll pay for the flowers.
That was generous.
Well, I wanted to contribute something. I'm sorry you were disappointed about the catering.
Oh, that's all right. I always thought it was a long shot.
Yes. As you said, Jennifer has big plans.
The older generation seem to go in for that in our family.
Do they?
It's the younger ones who are cautious.
I'm fairly cautious.
I was thinking of Dad. I've had a bit of a run-in with him about some farm expenditure.
Oh, yes? Why was that?
Well, he's just bought a replacement mower conditioner. I really don't think we need one.
And he didn't consult you?
He said he was thinking about it. I told him I had reservations, and then he did it anyway.
I see. Did it cost much?
Not according to Dad. £7,500.
Sounds like a lot of money to me.
Yes. It would have bought the kit I needed to make my veal and ham pies.
But you decided not to go ahead with that, didn't you?
And the money was one of the reasons. And I put my ideas in front of everyone. We all discussed it.
Which didn't happen with this mower.
No. Dad says I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
Does he?
But we are supposed to be working as a team now.
Especially when you're spending a substantial sum of money.
I'm afraid Dad just doesn't see it like that.
Kenton rang. He'll be back to eat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I told him about this golf club job and he thought I should go for it.
What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, great. You can come with me in the morning if you like.
I won't be back too late, will I?
Well, not on your first day. Why?
I've arranged to go bowling with Marty.
Oh, that's good.
His mum said I could stay tonight. That's okay, isn't it? I mean, there's not much going on around here.
Great. Cheers.
Was that the builder?
Yes. The electrics have been sorted, so they can get on with the plastering.
Oh, that is good news. Red letter day all round with your tag coming off, too.
Oh, yeah. Now it'd be nice to get out this evening.
Mm. Is Jack still all right for you?
Yep. I'm intrigued to see what Kent has done to the place.
You won't recognise it.
Well, it's been a good week. That was a very useful meeting I had with Alec.
Yes, he's still got his contacts at the planning office.
Oh, yeah, lots of interesting developments going on.
Mm-hmm, all very positive. Oh, I wish I felt the same about Mum.
What, she's still upset about Helen?
And now she's worried about Tom and Tony, too.
Well, don't tell me Brenda's pregnant.
No. Apparently, they've had a bit of a falling out about a mower or something.
Oh, things farmers find to worry about.
Well, it was more the money, really.
So was this?
Tom didn't think they needed one, but Tony went ahead and bought it anyway.
Tussling to see who's top dog, eh?
Mm, well, that's what Mum thinks.
Well, she's right. Tell you what, I saw it inside all the time. Men are very hierarchical, Puss.
Mm, so I've noticed.
Someone has to be alpha male.
But they're supposed to be running the farm together.
Well, that was never going to work.
Should they try a bit harder? Because Mum certainly doesn't need... Ooh, that's a nice surprise.
No, sir.
Money going into our joint account rather than coming out. It's quite a lot, too. Paid in on Monday. I wonder where that's
going. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, I meant to tell you. I paid it in.
You?
Yeah, where... I managed to access some of the overseas funds at last.
Oh, I see.
Thought it might help. After all, you've paid out so much on the business.
You didn't need to do that. You should have kept it for yourself.
Oh, don't worry. I put a bit in my own account as well.
Good.
So, from today, I'm not only a free man, I'm no longer a kept one.
You never were.
I know, but it's nice to have access to my own money again. And there should be more coming soon.
Ooh, brilliant. You can pay for dinner then.
Yeah, I intend to.
Well, that's the post done. I might just pop round to the ball, see how Jolene is today.
Oh, right.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi, Amy. Well, it's nice to see you. I gather you're back in Ambridge for a while.
Yeah, I'm starting my elective at Bolchester General the week after next.
At their birthing centre?
Yeah. Manchester's only got one midwifery-led unit, and that's at Buxton. I wanted to have the experience.
Oh, it does sound very interesting. The woman seems to be more in control.
And the midwife. I can see you've been doing your research.
So you've heard my news?
Yeah, Alice told me. To be honest, I'd guessed.
I thought I saw you taking sneaky peeks at my stomach.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't that so much. There's just a look about pregnant women. It's hard to describe.
Well, I knew it was the right time to tell people.
You seem to be maintaining a very healthy weight to me.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
Working here must help. Lots of healthy food.
Well, yeah. Diet's very important, isn't it?
It is.
What's the latest on supplements? Is there anything new?
Well...
Oh, sorry, you must get bored with this. Every pregnant woman you meet trying to pick your brain.
It's not that. I am still only a student. Mm. I'm sure when you register with the hospital...
Right, yeah, sorry. It's just now that I'm past 12 weeks. I really want to start thinking about my options for the birth. And well, there seem to be so many.
I'm quite happy to talk about it in general.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I find it fascinating too. But maybe not here.
No, not very appropriate.
I'm seeing Alice and Christopher for a drink in the Bull this evening. Maybe if we meet up first.
Oh, perfect.
So, your mum's having a nap?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Well, I can't be sure when she'll wake up.
Never mind. Give us a chance to have a chat. Is she taking a lot of naps?
Most days. Well, she's still not sleeping at night.
I hope she was starting to get better. Little trip out last week seemed to perk her up.
Yeah, it did. I really wanted to do it again this week, but it just hasn't been possible.
Oh, Fallon, if you'd wanted me to cover, you'd only to ask.
Well, I couldn't ask you to do the whole day. Not on your own.
Oh, heavens, would I have had to?
Yeah. Nick can't do extra shifts anymore.
Well, why not?
Well, she can't get the childcare. Will's not able to do it.
Well, that's not very helpful of him. He knows how you're fixed.
Well, yeah, but he's got his own job to think about. It is a very busy time of year on the shoot.
I see.
And Nick can still do what she signed up for originally, just not the extra.
Well, something, I suppose. It still leaves you very stretched.
Yeah, it does.
with Sid gone and Mum...
I know, shadow of a former self. Oh, poor Jolene. Darling, I don't want to add to your woes, but I do have to warn you. Matt had his tag taken off today.
Oh, so you won't be able to do many evenings?
Well, look, I won't leave you in the lurch, darling. I'm just saying, with that and Nick and you wanting to take time with your mum, maybe you need to take on more staff.
Yeah, I've been thinking that myself.
It's too much of a strain for you, all this juggling on top of everything else you have to contend with.
I would like time to concentrate on Mum.
Of course you would.
I was wondering whether to try and involve her in finding someone.
Were you?
Well, I'd have to run it past her anyway. But if she could take some kind of responsibility for it.
Yeah, it'd be a way of getting her back into the life of the pub.
Yeah. Mm.
Make me the villain of the piece, if you like, darling. Matt and I want to go out in the evenings, and my property business is taking off, and I really need to concentrate on it.
No, I don't need to do that.
But it might be a good thing. Other people have their own lives to get on with, and she needs to get on with hers.
Oh, I don't want to upset her.
Sometimes you need to be cruel to be kind, Fallon. We want her back in the real world with us, don't we?
So it's actually run by the midwives?
Yeah, that's why I'm so keen to see how it works.
Oh, sounds like a good idea to me. Well, they're the experts.
It means there can be a more homely atmosphere. That's what they're aiming for.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
The idea is to try and make it feel as little like a hospital as possible. So you're very much encouraged to bring anything with you that'll make you feel at home.
Fabulous.
The midwives who work there want to support the women who want a birth with the minimum of medical interventions.
Oh, well, that's me.
But it is in a hospital, so if medical help is needed...
Well, it's there at hand. Sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Is there a birthing pool? I fancy that.
Oh, yeah. Music, if you want. Soft lights.
Oh, wow, great.
The best thing about it is that it's a small, midwife-led unit.
Ideal. I'd want that. Oh, it's only a pity it can't be you. Hi, Mum.
Good nap?
Yeah. I didn't mean to sleep that long. You should have woken me.
Well, you obviously needed it. Do you feel better?
Yeah. Where's Nick?
I told you, don't you remember? She can only do 2 shifts a week now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, it's not a problem. Clary's coming after she's had her tea.
Oh, well, that's good.
It is going to make things a bit tight.
I suppose so.
I was talking to Lillian about it.
Has she been round?
Yeah, while you were asleep.
Oh, she really should have welcomed me.
That was okay. That gave us a chance to talk about this problem.
What problem?
Our staff shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Lillian doesn't think she's going to be able to help out so much in the future either.
Oh. Well, she has been very good.
Mm. That does leave us short. Mm. I was relying on Nick to take up the slack.
And can't she?
No. Will can't do so much childcare when he's busy on the shoot.
Oh, yeah, sorry, darling, you said. It's just difficult to keep track of who's doing what.
Exactly. Mm. It would be so much easier if we just took on someone new.
I suppose so.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, if you do, love.
Well, I think it's what we need. Mm. Well, how do you think we should go about it?
How do you mean?
Well, should we go to an agency?
We could.
Or maybe just take out an advert in the Echo?
Maybe.
Well, which do you think would be better?
I ain't sure, really. Do we have to talk about it now?
Ah, just the girl I've been looking for. I hear congratulations are in order.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, for me too.
And how are you, Amy?
Oh, well, thanks.
I bet your dad likes having you back for a while, eh?
Yeah.
Ooh, there must be lots to think about, Helen.
It's exciting.
You'll need a whole new wardrobe, of course, and there's the nursery to decorate.
Oh, first things first. I was just discussing my birth options with Amy.
I'll get the drinks in, shall I, Puss?
Good idea, darling. Well, that scared him off.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, just say the word birth to most men and they turn a bit pale.
Oh, surely not.
I bet you have fathers fainting all over the shop, don't you, Amy?
Not really. A lot of fathers get very involved with the birth these days.
Mm.
Not sure if I want anyone with me, actually.
Really?
Mm. Most women seem to find that it helps.
But my niece isn't most women.
A birth partner doesn't have to be the father.
Oh, look, Lillian's right. I like to get on with things in my own way. I might find it distracting.
Distraction is just what you need, darling. Take every drug they offer.
Oh, Lillian.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to miss the experience.
You say that now.
Some women find much more natural methods of pain relief really helpful. Helen's interested in a birthing pool.
You make it sound like a day at the spa.
Maybe not quite that, but...
Well, I'm feeling very positive about it. I'm not scared.
It's positive when you see the baby, I'll give you that.
Something we can all agree on.
Yes. Oh, look, I think Matt's got your drinks ready.
Oh, yeah. See you later, darlings.
Yeah, bye.
You mustn't let your aunt put you off. Things have changed such a lot since her day.
I love Lillian, but I wouldn't take any advice on motherhood from her. I've met my cousin James. Oh, look, there's Alice and Christopher. You'd better go and join them.
Gather, it's a red letter day for you.
Oh, yes. It's going to give me a lot of pleasure to sit here and watch that clock tick round past seven.
Oh, lovely, darling. Just what I need.
Yeah, I thought you could probably do with a G&T. Go into all the gory details, did she?
Oh, she said she's not going to have any drugs. We'll see how long that lasts. Fallon, did you have a chance to talk to your mum about taking on more staff?
I tried. I didn't get very far, though.
Hey, Fallon, we're running out of orange juice in the Plowmans. Oh, hello, Lillian. Matt.
Evening, Jolene.
Okay, well, get some up.
Sorry, I was having a nap when you come round earlier. Fallon should have woken me.
No, we were having a nice chat.
That's good.
I was saying Matt's a free man now.
Oh, yeah, check me ankle.
What?
They took his tag off today.
Oh, right, well, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Means I might not be such a free woman.
Oh, cheers.
No, I just meant I might not be so available to give Jolene a helping hand in the evening.
Don't worry about that. Fallon will sort some out.
Alice and Chris want you to come join us.
Oh, I don't want to muscle in. I was just finishing my drink.
You won't be. They want to hear all about the baby. Well, at least Alice does.
I thought they'd be too busy with the wedding party to think about anything else.
They want an eye off from that. Things have got a bit awkward.
Oh, dear. Why?
Chris's mum is feeling rather left out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Alice will fix it. She's not going to let anyone rain on her parade.
That's fine. So I'll still have time to see Jamie before I go to work. Thank you for bringing him back. Bye. Good. That's all right then.
Oh, morning, darling. You're up early. Has Christopher gone to work?
Yes. He's going to see his mum.
Oh, that's nice. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, no thanks. Mum, there's something we need to talk about.
Well, look, the decorations. Have you had any more thoughts about your colour scheme?
Oh, something more important than that. There's a reason why Chris is going to see his mum.
The decorations are important, and until I know what you want...
She's very upset.
Oh, dear, is she? Well, I suppose she hasn't been seeing much of Christopher. And if you want to spend some time over there,
darling...
Oh,
no, it's not that. It's about the wedding party.
Oh?
Well, they want to make a contribution...
Well, I know that, but...
Oh, you said you'd tell her what she could do, but you haven't.
Well, I've been so busy. There's been so much to do.
Yeah, which Susan would have liked to help with. This party's for the Carters and Horribins just as much as the Aldridges and Archers.
I know. But to be fair, that works both ways. I mean, Susan didn't come back to me with any suggestions.
Well, because the last time she did, you hijacked it.
I what?
The barbecue. You took it away from her.
Well, it was just so much more sensible for us to arrange it, and I thought she understood that.
You really hurt her feelings.
Oh, dear.
I want this to be a very happy time, Mum, for both families.
Well, so do I. Now, what can I do?
Well, Chris thinks she'll be fine if she can be involved, contribute something.
Right.
We need to think about what that might be, Mum, as soon as possible.
Oh, hi, love. I hoped you'd be back before I went to work. Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, until you spoil everything.
Me? Oh, what are you talking about?
Bringing up Marty's mum like that. Checking up on me.
What?
You thought I was lying, didn't you? You thought I wasn't at Marty's at all.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was so humiliating, like I was a baby or something.
I just wanted to know about the arrangements for you getting back, in case I had to fetch you.
Then why didn't you ring me or text me?
Oh, because...
Because you didn't trust me to tell you the truth.
No, because you wouldn't have been doing the driving. I mean, it was only polite for me to talk to Marty.
Polite?
Well, she was fine about it.
To you? I bet she and Marty are having a right old laugh about it now.
I'm sure they're not. Would you rather I ignored you?
Yes! And why'd you get me this job at the golf club?
Well, because I thought you'd like it, as you do.
You just wanted to be able to keep an eye on me. Same with Ness.
Look, I know this is a very difficult time for you.
Because you're making it one. Why do you have to know about every single tiny little thing I do? Why are you always asking me stuff? Why are you always so interested?
Because I love you and your father's just died.
Yeah. So there's no one on my side now. No one.
Oh, I don't know why I'm bothering, Brian. The whole thing's obviously going to be a complete disaster.
Good heavens, what's brought this on?
Oh, Alice says I've hurt Susan's feelings.
Feeling a bit left out, is she? Well, I'm not surprised.
Don't you start on me.
Oh, you did rather take over her grand idea.
And you're the one who told me I should.
I'm the one who said you wouldn't like what she had in mind. You did tell her she could contribute something.
I know, but I've been so busy.
Well, then surely she could help. It solves everyone's problem.
Well, help with what?
Well, what's still to be done? The decorations?
Well, you have to be joking. You were at the opening of the community shop.
What's that got to do with it?
The fluorescent banners and the tinsel and those teddies with messages on their jumpers.
That was Susan's handiwork.
Yes. Well, to be fair, she borrowed the bears off Vicky. She made their little tabards, though. There is no way she's coming anywhere near my marquee.
But it isn't yours, though, is it, darling? I mean, couldn't you at least give her a corner? Somewhere the Horribins would feel at home.
Have you seen their home?
Oh, point taken. Well, what about the wedding cake? Her WI stuff's always very tasty.
Well, you don't just knock up a wedding cake like a Victoria sponge. We'll be buying that, obviously.
Well, does it have to be us? Couldn't they pay for it?
Well, yeah, I suppose they could.
They could get something really spectacular. Lots of tears, fabulous icing.
But Alice doesn't want that kind of cake.
What kind does she want?
Well, she's as vague about that as everything else. Not so formal. Oh, now that is an idea. Oh, that might just do the trick.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, stranger. Shouldn't you be at work?
I'm in between calls. Thought I'd drop in.
Oh, I am honoured.
Don't be like that.
No, we've hardly seen you since you moved into Home Farm.
I'm sorry, it's just...
Don't apologise. I'd better get used to it, hadn't I? The Aldridges are just going to swallow you up.
Of course they aren't. I wouldn't let that happen.
Mm, it's happening already. Look at the wedding party.
I know you're upset about that.
Oh, were you surprised? I don't know what's going on. I've never heard a word from Jennifer. Just out in the cold.
She doesn't mean you to feel like that.
Oh, then why didn't she get back to me and let me know what I can do?
Why didn't you get on to her and suggest something?
Oh, after what happened last time? No, thank you.
She was just being practical about the barbecue. She didn't mean you to take it personally.
I mean, it's hard to take it any other way. If she really wanted me involved in this, then she'd...
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Morning.
Morning.
Is this a setup?
No, I didn't know she was coming. We were just talking about the wedding party, Jennifer.
Oh, good. That's what I've come about, actually.
What a coincidence.
Right, I'll leave you to it then. Bye, Jennifer.
Oh, don't go, Christopher. We haven't had a chance
to... I'll pop back later. Bye, Mum.
Ooh, so in demand, isn't he? His clients must have missed him so much when he was away.
Mm, they did. So, you've come to talk about the wedding party. At last.
Yes. Susan, I've come to apologise.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm sorry if you feel I've left you out of the arrangements.
Yes, I do.
Now, I do understand why. It is totally my fault. I was so eager to get everything ready on time that I didn't get back to you about your contribution.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that must have been very hurtful.
It is my son's party too.
Yes, well, of course it is. And I didn't forget that. Oh, I just got caught up in the whirl of things.
It's an exciting time for us too, you know.
Well, of course it is. But, you know, being so terribly busy...
I know.
And I'm really sorry. And I hope we can move forward.
If I can be involved from now on.
Well, of course.
Now, what I was going to suggest for your contribution, well, it's the centrepiece of the whole event, really.
Oh, yes. What's that?
We haven't got a wedding cake yet. And if you and Neil would like to pay for that...
Oh, the cake? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course. What did Alice have in mind? Well,
you know Alice. Nothing so simple as three tiers and a bride and groom on the top, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, it's not very modern, is it?
Yes, exactly. But this will be a great opportunity for you to express your creativity.
Will it?
Mm-hmm. I've had an idea, but we'll need a lot of thought from you, if you like it.
What's that?
Well, it's a cupcake tower.
Oh.
Look, I've bought a picture. Mm-hmm. I printed it off a site on the net.
Oh, yes.
Now, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very unusual. Be quite the talking point.
Yes, and as you see, you can have, different colours, different icing, probably different flavours.
What, and it would be up to me to choose?
Yes, of course. You tell the caterers what you want.
Right.
Well, what do you think? It's up to you.
Oh, Susan, but... Jennifer, I like it. Really give me something to get my teeth into.
Yes. Well, all of us, hopefully.
Oh. After all, the wedding cake, well, it is the centrepiece, isn't it?
Isn't it great? Debbie can come for the whole week.
Yes, yeah, they're one of two things I want to talk to her about. How did you get on, darling?
Oh, very well. Susan loved the idea.
You've been to see Chris's mum?
Mm-hmm. Weren't those the instructions?
Oh, I didn't think you'd come up with something so quickly.
Oh, I had a brainwave. A cupcake tower.
For the wedding cake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wicked!
And Susan thinks so too. She's researching it as we speak.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, well, I'm pleased as long as everyone's happy.
Oh, Chris will be. Oh, I'm going to go ring him now.
Oh. Well done, darling.
Yes. Now I can get on with the real work.
Locking up the silver.
Well, what silver?
Ours. And we should check what else we've got that's easily liftable.
Brian!
Jenny, we are entertaining a nest of horribins.
They're a long-established village family. They may have a few colourful members,
That's not how you've described them before.
Well, I wasn't related to them before. There's been enough division between the families already. You know, it's your sense of humour you need to keep under lock and key.
Yes, like Clive Horribin. At least we don't have to worry about anyone setting fire to the place.
Isn't that great? Debbie's coming and your mum's happy.
Yeah, now we can relax and enjoy it.
And invite a few more people.
There isn't anyone left to invite.
Are you sure? I want everyone to see how happy we are.
Well, short of springing Uncle Clive out of prison.
Oh yeah, forgot about him. Do you think they'd let him come?
I doubt it.
Oh, well, he can see the pictures. Oh, it's going to be such a great night, isn't it? Oh, I'm so glad we did it like this.
So am I. I love you, Mrs. Carter.
Love you too.
That's such good news about Debbie. Oh, I didn't expect her as soon as Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I'd been here when she rang.
Well, it took you some time to talk Susan round.
Well, it wasn't that. Linda waylaid me to tell me what the Millennium Wood Committee have been up to.
Oh, the other party.
It's coming along. Haley's doing a nature detective trail for the children now.
What about the saplings?
Oh, don't worry, they've ordered them. They'll be ready to plant in the autumn.
Christopher says thank you very much, Mum.
Oh, I'm glad everybody's happy now.
Oh, so am I.
And I'll tell you what would really make me happy. A look at your updated guest list.
All five pages of it.
Oh, it's not as much as that, Dad. I'll go and get it.
We'll have the Horribins on it, won't it?
Oh, yeah, except Chris's Uncle Clive.
Yeah, well, he's in prison.
Oh, yeah, but it seems a shame to leave him out. Chris and I were saying how nice it would be if he could come.
Darling, surely.
Won't be too sexed.
What was that word you used earlier, Jenny? Colourful. Clive Horribin, the perfect guest. What an addition to any party.
Wouldn't let him out just for a party.
To give Matt someone to compare notes with.
No, she was joking. Wasn't she?